You should put that in there.
Marcus, them niggas up, man.
I just flipped the switch. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of season 3 of Press X to Start. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games are for everyone, and we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our talks on news, reviews, and all things video games. Your hosts are myself. I'm back. Hey. Your returning, reigning, defending, heavyweight champion from a Wish a Nigga Would, California, a.k.a. the janitor because I be washing niggas, a.k.a. Hey. The Thrustmaster, a.k.a. I know what you did last summer because I was there and I'm telling, Marcus Ellison.
Yo, this is Sean M.F. Ross.
What AMS stand for?
Mysterious figure.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's cool. That's cool.
I like that one.
Okay. This is DJ, a.k.a. Did you know
who
antibiotics okay. will do absolutely nothing for a cold because it's a virus? Yeah.
Mm. The more you know.
So don't listen to your doctor. Well, a.k.a.
So we should be anti-vaxxers.
a.k.a. I'm making a statement. a.k.a. the man with no a.k.a.s.
All right. Wait. AKA what?
AKA Big Beautiful Ooh. Charles.
Okay.
But you can call me. I'm looking at you, Cam.
Right in his eyes.
Get the heck out of here.
BBC.
In your eye sockets.
Established dominance, DJ.
The windows of your soul.
What's up? You already know what it is. It's your boy, Young Draco, following the steps of my man, Soulja Boy, Young Soulja. This is your main man, Cam, on the podcast, a.k.a. the Sultan of Segways. Let's go.
Drake!
This man acting like he's opening up a rap album just now. He was so focused talking into the microphone.
SoundCloud rapper. You know who it is. No, I don't.
Who are you?
Give me a tight beat and I'm ready to go.
And like we did last week, we're just going to jump right into what we've been playing.
Hey.
And there's an elephant in the room that I didn't touch, so I'm going to talk about three games that aren't those.
Hey.
So I wasn't here last week, so I have about 2 weeks of reference, but I will just be talking about three games. Two are demos.
You broke, bitch.
We don't have no broke boys on this podcast.
Are you sure about that, Cam? I was able to play the Resident Evil one-shot demo, and I was able to
Red
play
Dead Redemo.
Red Dead Redemo.
Go ahead.
We ain't talking about Red Dead no more.
Go ahead. One shot.
And also, I was able to play a bit of the Blackout Call of Duty 4.
Hey.
You bought that?
No, I didn't buy it, but I jumped on the Blackout demo because I was curious.
Did you bootleg it?
I did bootleg it. Behind the train.
From the barbershop, nigga.
Hey, I got that Call of Duty Blackout 4. Nigga, this is Black Ops 2 with two more markers on it. And so I'll talk about that, and then I also played Telltale / Skybound's Walking Dead. Mm. The third episode came out. So I'll talk about that last because it's the most at-length thing I have to say.
Yeah.
So Blackout, I played it. It's interesting because it's like a hybrid of, you know, FPS and third person.
Right.
Which DJ thought was going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a Battle Royale game. So if you played a Battle Royale game at this point, you've played most of them.
Right. You have a sense of how the game
exactly,
works.
Exactly.
It's done pretty well, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been fine-tuned at this point. There's elements of it that kind of remind me of Fortnite, you know, with like the...
When you whip out your hammer and start building stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 That
what are we talking about again?
And you do the swipe or the hype.
Or the hype, yeah.
Get your 40-year-old soldier doing the hype.
Does he his hardened war hero doing the millie rock.
Shoot.
Yeah. I lost his eye in Nom.
Hit the random.
And I didn't do well. Because it's Battle Royale and I suck at those, but
yeah, that's just how it goes.
For some, maybe it's the gameplay itself being a little more tight, or maybe it's just
it is super fast paced.
Yeah, but like for some reason, it was easier to play than Fortnite for me. Maybe just because there isn't a building mechanic to it. Yeah. Because people be using the building mechanics to like save their ass on Fortnite the time.
Right. And even if you get the jump on someone, they can just build balls and you're like, oh, fuck.
Right.
And I think we all keep forgetting the controls in Fortnite are trash.
That too.
This is true.
That too.
The controls are a little better on Call of Duty, though I hate the way that the vehicles handle.
You steer
entirely with the toggles, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was solidly fun. I played like maybe 5-6 rounds.
Okay.
Were you only able to play the blackout, or was like all?
You're only able to play the blackout if you downloaded that part exclusively. So you know, in a different time, I would probably play this, but. You know, after playing Fortnite for a long time with you guys and then just kind of already going through a bit of gaming fatigue right now anyway, I just don't see myself getting too into it. Maybe later, but I don't know.
Plus, I'd say that there is also too many big games right now
exactly.
to spend that time right. in, like, what? A game. Huh?
Like what?
Kingdom Hearts, Resident Evil, Anthem's demo.
Okay. The Division.
Division, yeah.
So there's stuff coming out, and it's I just don't have the time.
Stardew Valley Battle Royale, I'm on,
Portal Knights. but also, I played the Resident Evil 2 demo, and I enjoyed that.
How long did it take you to beat it?
30 minutes.
Well, I didn't beat it.
That's good.
No,
Explain.
I didn't beat it because, you know, 30 minutes is not a lot of time. But I did get a solid amount of way in, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, though the game is outdated on purpose. Like, it's just a upgraded version of Resident Evil 2.
Graphical.
Yeah, upgraded. Like, there's a graphical and, like...
The controls are better.
Sort of, but they're still outdated. Like, it controls...
Intentional, though.
Yeah, it controls like Resident Evil 2.
But it's no longer tank controls, right?
Right. And it's got... You know, better voice acting, better visuals, but it still is the game that you played before.
They should have left the original audio.
Bro, you can actually get it. You got to buy it.
What do you mean?
You got to buy the original audio. Oh.
And I also forgot that.
With the Platinum Edition, because you know why? Microtransaction conversation.
No, I'm talking about the original voices, not the music.
Oh.
The original voice actors, they just should have had the upgraded visuals.
The worst voice acting possible with the best visuals. Yeah. And
it's
I hadn't played an old Resident Evil game in a minute, so I forgot how
scary that joint is.
It's scary because it's slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's,
the controls are meant to be like cumbersome,
exactly.
To like reinforce.
So like,
the, oh crap,
I'm so used to like just ending zombies.
Yeah,
that like them slow moving zombies will invade your personal space so quick, and you can't get a headshot off properly at first because you're just like, oh god,
aim.
Yeah, and this game's atmosphere because of the up-res graphics and everything. Oh my god.
Yeah, they don't have the static angles anymore either.
Yeah,
right?
Bro.
I watched it on YouTube. That joint is so dark, bro.
Yeah,
like I was jumping out of my seat watching YouTube. Like,
dang.
Imagine playing it. Like,
that's why I won't.
I don't,
right? Yeah, exactly.
I don't get scared by horror games that easily, but that game reminded me a lot of like Dead Space, where the atmosphere is already so tense.
I miss Dead Space.
That you're like already on edge the entire time. They do great work with shadows and sound. Like, off in the background, you'll hear something fall over, and you're like, oh, shit.
Nah, fam.
Oh, no.
Nah, fam.
I heard you should play that with headphones, too.
Oh, that's probably even worse. But
I will be surrounded. Never.
I'm just,
right?
I'm just mad that I didn't get that instead of pre-ordering Kingdom Hearts. Because I'm going to play Kingdom Hearts because it's Kingdom Hearts, and like... Sean so aptly put it off mic, it's legacy pussy at this point. So I'm going to play it. But I kind of just wish that I would have just gotten Resident Evil 2 because it would be an easier kind of entry point to like, you know what? This was a, you know, smaller, not extremely involved game that I could have just eased myself into the rest of the year with. But I'll get it eventually, I guess.
Catch it on sale. It's going to go on sale.
And then last but not least, I played... The third episode of the final season of Telltale/Skybound's The Walking Dead series.
It's the final episode?
No, it's the penultimate episode. the fourth episode is going to be out in March.
Some big words, niggas. What the hell?
Is it the last episode or what, nigga?
The episode before the last episode.
So, how's Clem doing?
So, Clem's going through it. Clem is having a rough time.
By the way, do you feel the writing is a little bit different in this, like, new change?
Not entirely. I think that they already... One thing that Telltale had was a solid writing team. Like in most of their games, the writing at the very least, in terms of like the scenarios that they're putting you in and like the character decisions and all that stuff, was strong. It's just that there was the illusion of choice and the gameplay wasn't that good. So I think that they already had a solid foundation to work with, and I think they're already working with like leftover Telltale teammates anyway. So it's not so much that Skybound came
in. They probably had a lot of it outlined already anyway.
Exactly.
Just had to
so I don't think that there's like a drastic change there. The episode is good, but its flaws are all in the action elements. Like, and it's still a Telltale
game.
I think that the story itself that they tell in that episode is really strong. There's some of the best character moments that I've seen. Like, there is some really heavy character stuff that happens in the episode, and there's great moments of hope, but there's also like great moments of despair, and like there's also a moment. Because I played the episode twice, which is what I usually do with Telltale episodes, where like I play one way the first time, and then the second time I'll play it slightly differently and kind of like make other choices because I have headcanon. So I'm like, you know, one version of Clem's trying to, you know, stay hopeful and inform AJ's choices in terms of like not giving up on your humanity. The other is like a survivalist, like, look, bruh, sometimes you got to murder ball. Niggas. Yeah. And so I played it twice, and so I now have like a full in-depth look of like there's a big set piece toward the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that's where the episode sort of falls apart.
Really?
Yeah, where you have to go infiltrate this boat that this group called the Delta has been taking people, like they go around and take people to add to their fighting force so that they can protect their camp.
Oh, mandatory military.
Essentially.
Oh.
And so they end up invading the Erickson school where Clem and her people are at, and they end up stealing some of their members. So we have to go and get them back, essentially. And the group, this Delta group, is led by Lily from season one of The Walking Dead. Hmm. So you go on the boat, and there's a lot of just logic errors and like stuff where you're just like, okay, that doesn't, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
You know, but the character, like always with Telltale, the character stuff is so strong that if you're actually invested in it, it kind of lets you get past some of the shit that's like, well, that was kind of wonky.
Right.
There's also a moment where before the infiltration, before the big moment, Clem has a dream. She's on a train and she's talking to Lee. And
he was crying, was you?
I wasn't crying, but it was just hearing Lee show up again. I'm like, man, and he's having a conversation with her, and she's trying to talk to him about like I'm scared, and you're like, you know, she's basically talking to her conscious, but it's Lee, and then there's a moment where she ages up because in the dream she's just a kid, and then at a certain point she ages up, and he's like, wow, look at you, and I was like, ugh. He could have been there to see that. But I mean, I'm invested in the story at this point. It's Clem. We've been with her for years at this point.
Yeah.
I'm fully in, and so I feel like they'd have to really shit the bed for the last episode not to land, at least in some way for me on an emotional level.
Right.
But I'm really excited to see where they go, because the way this episode ends off, there's a huge choice that you have to make for AJ in that episode at the end. And depending on which way you go, the way that the fourth episode is going to go could be very, very interesting.
Interesting.
Because one thing I think they've done really well this season is show that AJ is young and malleable, and he is going to be heavily influenced by your choices.
Right.
Wow. You really do feel like you're kind of raising a kid here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to our black fathers, Marcus.
Straight up.
Who said black men don't raise a kid? Straight up.
So, I pass it off to y'all.
Yeah. So here, the rest of us have been playing
a little game called
the demo.
The beta demo, right?
For Anthem.
Oh boy.
So usually when companies say like a beta, you know, they usually release it close to the actual release date, and this is like pretty much the game. No. When EA said the beta, this joint was the beta. I mean, yeah. God.
They were like, this, you got to pump the brakes four times to come to a complete stop beta.
They were like, okay, guys, before we release this, we got to let you know this is literally held together with duct tape and cardboard.
I'm not even going front, though. Given EA's recent track record, I'm not even surprised that they dropped a beta that was beta as hell.
No, bruh. But so when they did for like Mass Effect Andromeda, like it was pretty much the game. Look.
And Andromeda played like it was a beta the entire way through.
I mean, but like, so like, oh my God. I mean, like, yo, this joint is. So here's the thing. After you finally able to get into the game, like, after several closing out, restarting the game.
I actually didn't have problems joining.
Huh?
I didn't have problems joining the
game.
You're
lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Well, I mean, I did it like late at night, so.
Oh.
I did it. I thought it was, well.
I did it all through the day.
I did it like late at night when I got in.
Yeah.
Then this morning when I could get in, I got hit with the infinite loading screens.
Yes.
Because mine all last night was just saying like, there's no connection, there's no connection, there's no connection.
Yeah.
So that was it. But overall, like.
What was your experience like?
I'm really hopeful for this game.
Yeah.
This is what I would have wanted Destiny to be for me.
Right. Okay.
I like the world. So in terms of world setup, I was telling DJ when we were in our chat, it feels like the perfect combination between Mass Effect, Andromeda, and Dragon Age Inquisition. So in terms of the world and the characters and how they look, it looks like what they're trying to do with the new Dragon Age, or what Dragon Age will look like in this engine.
I hope so, because the graphics do look really good.
Yo, yeah. It looks fire. And the people, the world building, like I see it. And then the movement in terms of like the moment to moment action and the way the exosuits control, shout out to Jordan.
You mean mechs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mechs, yes, control, the right. Mechs control. Yeah. It literally was like, thank you. What I loved about Mass Effect Andromeda's gameplay and action, you brought it here.
Right.
But that changes depending on your class, because for example, the air dodge that you do with Circle.
Yeah.
With the tank, it doesn't do an air dodge. It
brings Colossus.
The Colossus. Yeah. It brings up the shield.
So oh, is that how you bring the shield?
Yeah, with the Colossus, you don't have an inherent shield. You have to bring up your shield.
Yeah.
So okay. That makes sense. What you can the do Colossus that don't look like doing
You can do that in midair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You can fly with the shield midair. And you can ram people with the shield in midair, yeah, which is cool. So, okay.
But
so,
yeah, go ahead, DJ. Give me some of your...
Well, when you play the demo, you start as a ranger. You start at level 10.
I was pissed off the bat.
That you had the ranger?
Yeah, because I was just like, how dare you make this choice for me? And blah, blah, blah.
Did you just assume my gender?
Because then I was thinking like...
Camp was hyped for the Colossus.
He was. And I was still just is, like, actually.
I still am. But
he's like, I like me a thick bitch.
Like two C's. Man. Two C's. But no, I thought you couldn't change your class later.
Yeah.
And I was like, I only got 2 minutes with this game because it's going to keep falling apart and I'm never going to get to play what I wanted to play. But
yeah, I think it's weird that they start you off with the ranger. And
but it
then
makes sense, though.
Yes, but you should have the choice to pick which one you want. Mm-hmm. I think if this is supposed to be a beta where you are first being introduced to the game, I understand why they did the ranger, because the ranger is the most balanced out of the four classes. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like if you've been following this game for such a long time, you have a favorite. You should be able to play as that favorite and like learn how to play as that favorite versus being forced into a ranger. Like say like if I wanted to play a Storm from jump, I don't want to play ranger.
Right.
But I actually didn't mind playing
ranger.
But I
mean, you only had to do like what, two missions?
Well,
two or three missions before.
Right. So you start at level 10. At level 12, you're able to get another javelin.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jaeger.
Right. So my experience, I started as Ranger, playing for a little bit. I was comparing this game
Were you a
to
Power
Destiny.
Ranger?
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Felt like it. After a couple of games marred with waiting for loading screens to not load, I felt like a Power Ranger. So I was comparing this game to Destiny the entire way through, from story, from gameplay, from...
Huh? Your ex.
She ain't gonna love you like I love you, Donald.
Destiny 2 gonna key your car.
Forgot about me. I ain't forget about you. So, yeah, so like playing like all the way through, I'm just like, okay, I see where they pulled from Destiny. For example, Anthem is essentially like the Traveler, and the Scar are the Fallen. Hmm. And like your this whole little like Fort Tarsus. Yeah, that's basically the tower without people, and there's also gonna be a social hub. So
yeah,
this is they pulled a lot from Destiny.
So what you're saying is Destiny is Soulja Boy, and Anthem is Drake.
Anthem, come on, man! I made that nigga.
Anthem was sleeping on my couch. They got the first nigga to bring him out. I flew out to LA first.
So, like playing this game, I had that in the back of my mind the entire time. I'm just like, all right, this is cool. This is cool. But when it really came down to the controls, the flying. Like, that actually, like, literally blew
Beautiful.
My mind.
Yeah.
I was just like,
it felt so intuitive.
Yeah, did you stumble onto it by accident? Did you stumble onto it?
I looked at the controls.
I did not.
No, I didn't look at it.
I
didn't know how
really?
To. So I tried to look up the controls, but then
I can't find them.
This is where EA's, like, menu thing sucks.
Yeah.
Because it takes you out of the game to EA's website that then has to look. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then.
That was a mess.
The menus suck in the same vein as Mass Effect Andromeda's menus sucked. It carried over. Yeah, that's where it carried over. And so, and so for me, I was like trying to figure out how to fly. So I remember like when the game started, I just ran off the cliff.
Like Miles Morales, nigga, just jumped off the building.
They're like, oh, look at that freak. What the fuck? And
I was like, let me press X. And then like it just did like that double
jump. You pressed X to start?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I was like, okay, camera, think. And then I was like,
press it
before you hit.
I was like, in RPGs or other games, you press like the little analog stick in to like run. So I was thinking, like, let's see what happens.
Bruh, that reminds me of the scene from Infinity War when what's the name? Suit got powered down. When Iron Man suit got powered down. From who? I think it was Vision hit him with a blast. Yeah. And he's like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. Imagine Cameron falling down. Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. But
yeah, go ahead.
Bro.
He flew.
Yeah, he meant Civil War. Figured it out though, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool. It just felt, if after I got it, it just felt right.
Yeah.
Like, is there a boost? Can you boost forward?
That's the only thing I feel that's missing is that like
a quick boost in midair.
But it makes sense though because you were overheat. Because you overheat just like
But like
I'm willing to do that.
Right. Me too. Like I'm
willing to boost in Fort Tarsus because that's just
Yeah. That's I really hope that they nip that in the bud because that was the biggest thing for Red Dead. And I really hope they're paying attention to that.
What's that? Walking slow?
Yeah.
I had put this video in the Slack chat where like there was like this 15.
Things that
need to die in modern video gaming, and it's like forced slow walking.
Yeah,
it's like in a cinematic moment, I get it. Like that makes sense, but to actually have to do it
and
like
force.
Because you're in a place, makes no sense.
Yeah,
but I could tell that the flying was gonna be fire when I saw the gameplay videos because I was like, this just looks smooth.
Like, bro, like, cause you're the only ones to play Mass Effect. You remember how when Ryder hovers and like in the quick movements in the air?
Yeah.
That, but extended. Whew. And total control over how you move.
Beautiful. Straight beauty.
Right. So, Sean?
See, the reason I wish for an additional boost while you're flying?
Yeah.
I was in the middle of a firefight with some randos. And somebody went down across the map. I had to fly over all the action.
Yeah.
And once again, I didn't look at any controls. So I'm just pressing buttons and shit. I figured out how to fly already. And I jump up and start to fly through the battlefield thinking I'm going to go over there and save them.
Yeah.
No boost. I got shot down and died.
See, like, I wish. Okay, so my problem I have is the, like, evade.
Yeah.
I wish that wasn't evade. That wasn't a dash. So
it is though.
Like you can't evade forward though. So you can't use it as a dash. You can only go to the left or right.
Does it depend on class?
Well, you can strafe then, boost and strafe.
This is
like turn your camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, but you can't really see where you're going.
Does it depend on, because like in Titan, the Colossus, you don't have an invade.
Oh, well, once again, I don't know. I don't know how the Colossus.
But like, yeah. Did you see, because you played as the Ranger and the Interceptor.
Yeah, so I play as Ranger and I got the Interceptor.
Oh, okay.
So.
But did you see like how it was.
How what?
What, the circle.
The evade?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an evade.
It's the same?
Yeah, it works like the Ranger.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's what I was telling you. Like, okay, so I'm right now I'm at level 12 going on 13 or level 13. I'm not sure. I'm on one of those
levels.
Sound
like a child. Go ahead.
So I have unlocked the next Javelin class or whatever, and I picked the Interceptor. I was going back and forth between Interceptor and the Storm, and like the Storm is my Warlock. So I was like, I'm gonna hold off because I know I'm gonna come back to you at some point.
Right.
So I got the Interceptor because that's the Hunter, and so it was sold to me as this is a more mobile suit, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, cool. And it was saying how the only problem is that it doesn't have as much armor, blah 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 blah. But the speed, this is like the lightweight frame. The speed is like super fast, blah 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 blah. So I'm like,
you think you're gonna be like the Flash, basically?
Yeah. So I thought like that mobility is gonna really show through in the actual gameplay.
Right.
It didn't really feel like it to me. Like at least the way that I play, I guess I'm very like into it. So like I'm always like jump evading, jump dodging or whatever.
This is true.
So like.
I've seen him play.
So like it didn't really feel like any faster than the Ranger. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, so where does that speed come in? Like, is it the boot? Is it just like the dash running or whatever? Mm-hmm. Didn't feel it there.
It's probably in your special ability.
So that's another thing too. Like the weapons that you get playing the game applies to all of your suits or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when I unlocked the Interceptor, I actually didn't have an item for one of the like components. So I was just like, well, fuck. Okay. I can't put the bubble shield down. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I was just like, I'll figure it out. And like, I didn't really have that good of a time playing as the Interceptor, but I also think it was because I was comparing it directly to the Ranger.
Right.
And I had more time playing as the Ranger.
Yeah.
And again, the Ranger is the most balanced class. So it's the most like versatile class.
And it's like you said, I get why they wanted to intro you with the Ranger because it's balanced.
This whole thing should be.
Exactly.
But I think that they should have let you choose which class you wanted to jump in first with, and then you can unlock the other ones because otherwise you're going to have your experience where you're so used to playing as the Ranger that it's going to have a learning curve to jump into the others,
right.
The ones that you actually wanted to play.
So real quick, I have a quick story about why I picked the Ranger. When I first started the game, I jumped to the free play mode or whatever, looked at the controls, figured out the controls, playing around, figuring that stuff out. I got to a firefight where I was completely over my head, and I was fighting this shield guy. I'm going to call him a
brute.
A brute. Yeah, right, yeah. And it got to a point where it was chasing me around a rock. I was completely underpowered for this.
You know, you can use the environment to your advantage, right?
Yeah, it was chasing me around the rock.
I mean around the rock.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the first mission where you had to attack those turrets.
Yeah.
I just stood on top of the goddamn cliff and shot
them.
And moved back every time they shot.
Yeah.
And kept on spamming my abilities.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I was literally, like, using my abilities while this thing was. I was basically kiting it around the rock. So, I finally took it. No. I didn't even take it down. I got it really close. It got me really close to my death. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, we're edging.
And then, and then out of nowhere, this Interceptor came, like, comes flying in. Like,
clear edging.
Catches the shit with, like, a two-piece, destroys it. I'm like, what the fuck? What was that? And he just takes off. I'm like,
you're welcome, little nigga.
Right? I'm like, I want the Interceptor.
Everybody gets one.
Right? So after that happens, I go over, I loot the thing or whatever, and I turn. I'm looking at the environment, just like, oh, this is cool.
You brought your Red Dead habits into this game. You looting dead bodies.
Yeah, right? Pick up the body. So I turn, and I see like this just like giant like creature or whatever. Attacking this other creature.
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. And I'm sitting there watching it, and it's like, it just destroys this thing. And it just like does this like normal thing. And it turns around and looks at me and gets like a tag position. I was like, no. So I boost out of there so quickly. Yo, I never like pulled in all the knowledge that I gathered so quickly. Oh, I know how to get out of this. I know how to get out of this. I'm getting out the fuck
how
out of here.
How mad would you be if it had like a tendril to pull your ass back? No.
Get over here.
Bring that ass here, boy. Yeah, I was frightened in that moment because I knew the thing was like, yo, I'm about to beat your ass.
But yeah, it does feel like weirdly satisfying. Like you get shot out of the air. Like,
yes. Yeah.
You're like, I'm getting out of here. And they're like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you crash straight down. It feels
you are,
good. It
you
hurts,
are not
but
invincible.
It feels good.
Yeah.
How was you saying, Sean? Like,
I like the movement. It's not as like when I played Destiny, I did not like it because it was floaty. It played like Halo. I never liked Halo either.
Well, Bungie.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, the controls feel tighter on this. The first mission I tried to do by myself, which I guess is possible, but you need a lot of, I don't know if you want to play as a Colossus.
Like or, armor and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you just need equipment. That's what it, yeah.
Or just friends to help you out. So, I mean.
That too.
But I was playing on normal, so.
Yeah.
Normal feels like hard.
Yeah.
And they have 3 or 4 more levels above that?
Yeah.
It's
there's actual hard that's, yeah, unlocked, that's available to you now.
Yeah.
And there's 2 more after that because they said the HP goes up, what, 1,500%?
Yes.
2,100%? Yeah, so.
So they all become blue sponges. Great.
But it has, like, to your point about it doesn't feel float. Like, when you land, you feel it. Like, everything has a, like.
Everything feels precise and intentional.
Right. Yeah. There
well, it makes sense given the fact that you're in these exosuits. Like, there has to be a bit of gravity and weight to your movement.
Exactly.
When I'm flying my Titan.
So, yeah, like, overall, I think we kind of skipped over it, but this beta is not perfect. Oh, I've experienced a ton of issues where I was fighting a guy, got him down to half health. And he was like, bye, bitch, and disappeared. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Sim, son of a bitch.
Or like, I'll kill someone, and then they'll just linger on the field, and like, you're thinking like they're still dead. And then eventually they'll just pop out.
Yeah.
I did have a monster chasing me, and I started to run, but then he disappeared. So, yeah. Problem solved.
Thanks, game.
And I think one of the things that's frustrating for me about the beta is because like, I enjoy the moment-to-moment gameplay so much. Mm-hmm. That when it doesn't work, I'm like, pissed. I'm like, I want to play.
But for me, that also allows me to be okay with the whole load screens not loading the game and like things disappearing. And like sometimes I got caught like in the environment. Like I was just like continuously falling in the environment.
You know what I do like? Because if you do quit in the middle of a mission, because there's a couple times where I had to close out the application, when you load it back up, it'll ask you if you want to continue and join back up with
that is
what
you
were doing. As long as the mission isn't finished.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
I lie to you not. That's how I got to level 12. I had went into quick play, did a mission. Of course, it didn't load. So I restarted the game and said, you want to jump back in? Jump back in.
Hell yeah.
They were literally 5 seconds away from completing the mission. I was like, thank you. Got me 1,000 XP for that. Got my level up and got my intercept.
I mean, know we're supposed to be like moving, but like just real quick.
Yeah.
Do you care about the story? Like,
yes. So, okay. So here's the thing. Here's how I was comparing this game to Destiny. What Destiny did was they gave you great characters but didn't do anything with those characters,
right?
And one of the main character that you interact with in this demo is Matthias. And I'm not going to spoil what happens, but like just to see how his interaction works and the fact that if you progress through that story, it takes you to another place and you get to talk to another guy. You go to a bar, you talk to a guy at the bar. I actually talked to him before I went there. And he asked me about like stuff. I was talking to him, and he asked me for help with a lady. I gave him advice, and when I went to Matthias, talked to him, went back to the bar, he was like, hey, thanks for that advice. That really helped, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, that's not something that happens in Destiny.
I'll say this. Well, quick question before I say that.
Yeah.
Do you create your character and then have it be in the...
No.
Oh, so you just have
They say, do you want a girl voice or a boy voice? That's all they ask you.
You're in first person. You're in first person in Fort Tarsus. Which, yeah, as much as that seems like a problem, it's really not a problem because Fort Tarsus is, it's going to be where the story happens, but it's not a big place. And by having it in first person, it allows you to interact with the characters directly versus it being in third person. You have to do that whole camera thing to kind of see what the person's face looks like.
I guess since they've made it very clear that there are going to be no relationships or anything like that in this game, it makes...
Relationships?
You want to look down and see your junk, nigga? No.
You can, Biff. Can if you want. I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, like, since they've made it clear this game is not going to be built around building relationships stuff like that, it makes sense that I guess it would be in first person, so it's like you don't get attached to the way you look or anything like that. It's just like... We're here for the mechs, the exosuits.
No, you're right. First time mechs.
You know, so I guess I get that. But
I'm gonna share. You should check out our Facebook Gundams page because you will see a nice little thing about relationships happening in Anthem. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But I will say that with Anthem, the reason why I'd imagine, even with all their bullshit, the reason why I'd imagine that interactions are better here than at Bungie is because this is still the studio that made Mass Effect, Dragon Age. Like, their bread and butter is character interaction and all that stuff. Whereas Bungie, I mean, who did you interact with really in Halo? You know what I mean?
I think Jordan would say Sarge.
Right, so... So it makes sense that there would be better character interaction in moments like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this game.
And like really and truly, like my main problem with this game before I played the demo was the game not feeling right. Because I knew they'll nail the story. Like that's not a concern for me. It was how will this play? Like, will I have fun playing with this? Will the controls be good? And like I have had no problem with the controls.
Yeah. All right. I feel like it's gonna be a solid 8.
You think 8?
8 or like 8.9 or something like that.
I'm thinking 9.
I don't think it'll be a 9. I don't think the story's going to be as good as... Like, I think it's just going to be an okay story. But I think its presentation will be a lot better than Destiny's like foray into the live service.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think it's going to be a solid 8. Not saying that's a bad thing. Yeah. I'm glad I pre-ordered it.
Yeah. The only reason why I say it's going to be a 9 is because I... Like looking at how the demo was presented... They haven't made this game in a vacuum. Like, they have been watching the industry and seeing what people are saying about games that are around this. And I feel like because of that, they are going to be very smart with how they move forward.
How high I rate this game, because it's probably going to get high marks from a gameplay standpoint for me, but how high I actually rate it, like an 8 between a 9 or whatever, is probably going to be on how invested I am in the story.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly,
that's
true. Like, because with these types of games where, like, yes, it's an open world, but I always feel like those type of games have the story kind of happening in the periphery.
Yeah.
And so it's not as important.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about the Destiny story.
That's because they wanted you to read it on a website, didn't they?
Right. Yes, and yes. Like, the Grimoire cards.
Even though there was
an
interesting, like, or like Deus Ex, where it's an interesting world and there's cool characters in it. But
like
for some
story.
Reason,
I, like
I just,
about Deus Ex,
because
though.
There's so much ancillary, like, this is extra story that you have to read through.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, eh. So for this game, I feel like because it looks so similar to Destiny, they're really going to have to rope me in with what they do with the story, because I'm already coming in thinking, okay, I'm probably not going to care about this that much in terms of a story level.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors and then get into some gaming news.
Hey there, you can find us at Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start, on Twitter at PressX2S. Our website is PressX2Start.com. Remember, wherever you're listening to us, remember to like and review. Every little bit helps. Thanks.
And we're back. So it's a light news week this week, thankfully. Jumping in, we said that we would continue to update you on the goings-on with everybody named Mama basically suing Epic Games for Fortnite, and that's what we got for you today with rapper Blockboy JB, a.k.a. the creator of the Shoot Dance. I forget what it's called in the... Is it
Get Hype? Look Alive.
Oh. No, it's called hype.
Okay. Yeah, it's called is it hype or get hype?
No, it's just hype.
Okay, well, yeah. The hype game or hype dance in Fortnite. He sent out a tweet like I think months ago saying like, do y'all think I should sue Fortnite? Where, you know, during the wave of everybody saying they was gonna get in on this before they officially sued,
right?
And
we were like, sure, why not?
I guess he finally bit the bullet.
Yep.
so now the list. I feel like before the year is out, like the list is just gonna grow.
We might be on that list.
We might be. Who knows?
That's true.
Trying to get in on this.
But the thing is, ain't none of us gonna get no money. Like. I said this before.
I'll take a dollar. I don't
Epic
care.
Games are the most efficient con men I've ever seen in my life. They've mined billions of dollars out of a beta.
That's true.
Seven seasons of updates on a beta.
Hey, the game's still in development, right?
Exactly. So that alone tells me they are not going to give any money up for this
right.
whole situation.
Right.
Like, y'all can sue all you want, but... you're going to have to hold this L. But, yeah, so we're going to continue to update things as, you know, people jump in or things escalate or de-escalate with this whole story.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's what we got so far.
All right.
DJ?
So next up, it's Microsoft.
Oh.
I shall channel my best Jordan as much as I can.
Okay.
So Microsoft CEO.
First of all, you got to speak up louder.
First of all, hopefully you can edit that. So Microsoft CEO, I'm going to butcher this, so whatever. Satya Nadella, whatever.
Nadella.
Lays out company's plan for the Netflix of gaming.
Hey.
Okay.
So he is essentially trying to position Microsoft Next Generation as building towards like being a Netflix for video games, which okay. is interesting.
So having too much content?
Yeah. Well, having more exclusive content,
too
maybe.
Much.
So the goal of this service.
Microsoft presents Bird Box.
Bird Box 2, Master Chief. So,
when we get in this rig, don't say nothing. Don't look at anything.
But just shoot. Just shoot.
Don't touch nothing. I don't got no money for no extra.
I am naming my son and daughter, if I ever have them, boy and girl.
Boy, you trash already.
Okay. So the goal of this service named Project xCloud is to stream high-end video games on any device. And when they say any device, any Microsoft
right.
device. We have as much a shot to build a subscription service as anybody else, says Microsoft CEO.
Are they trying to sound like a plucky upstart? What this shit is?
Right. Which is very interesting because that statement is very true. Like, Microsoft does have services everywhere.
They sure
and
do.
I want to say... they are, when it comes to like the, geez, I can't think of it. Amazon,
yeah.
Amazon's yeah. web service mm-hmm. is like yeah. number one, but I think Microsoft's like web service is number two.
Right.
So they definitely have the tools to put something like this together.
They have dumb capital.
Yeah. And I, really and truly, if they go through with this and it works, that's going to be really scary.
Yeah.
For Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Because also we don't know how this will be monetized and what it's going to mean for developers.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but we've said it like way back, dating back to the E3 episode that we did, where Microsoft is really gearing up for one hell of a next generation cycle for them. And, you know. I mean, I can speak for myself. I'm going to stick with Sony because, you know, first party and also just, you know, that's where I've been.
Yeah.
But like for the general consumer, Microsoft may be set up for a takeover. If the stuff that they're setting up actually, if they stick the landing.
Yeah.
Sony might be
yeah.
up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's super interesting to see them make this move and to see if it actually comes to fruition.
Yeah.
Because you know, remember Xbox One?
Yeah.
Online everything, and that didn't go well because people
online
like, don't want to do that.
With the Kinect.
Yeah. So like,
No, thank you.
I feel like this is, I wonder how Sony's going to reply to this.
Well, that's another thing that is
with
really
games.
That's another thing that is really exciting right now.
I hope so.
Is Sony, especially with them withdrawing from E3, they're really keeping things close to the vest.
Yeah.
So that leads me to believe, or at least I hope, that they got some stuff too, and they're like just waiting for the right time to drop it.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny if they, being Sony and being petty as they've been before, if they wait for Microsoft to drop their shit and then let them know, oh, we're still the biggest dick in the room.
Right.
Just let you know. So it's going to be interesting. It's exciting.
Yeah, definitely
it's
hope so, though.
To see
I mean,
what's going to happen.
And the thing is, we can't forget about PlayStation Now.
Exactly.
And the fact that they have been slowly retooling it.
It'll only get better.
Yeah. So, like, I definitely feel like PS5, they could probably position PlayStation Now as their Netflix for games.
True.
And that could be a counter. But then it boils down to the actual web service.
Yeah.
And Sony's web service is garbage.
This is true.
Like, Sony's, like, their OS is garbage.
Yep.
So it's kind of scary for them to be like,
that's,
yeah, we're going
to
do this.
They're going to have to address,
yeah,
like, next time around.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I do have a quick question.
Yes.
Since they're saying that it's going to be the Netflix of games, does that mean that if we leave it on pause for a while, they're going to ask, are you guys still playing?
Yeah. We can only hope so.
Are we going to be able to skip intros?
Skip recap.
Skip them loading screens.
Right.
Loading screen.
Okay.
Cam?
Yeah. So what I have is Take-Two Interactive, the studio behind some of your favorite sports games.
Like SSX?
Huh.
Facts. They have entered into a long partnership. It was announced that they entered into a long partnership with their 2K franchise in the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association, NBPA. And so what this means is, so kind of in a similar vein how Madden has is working with the NFL. And so what this means is basically they got this NBA franchise on lock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap for Live as we know it.
That's so weird, though.
It was always weird to me, to be honest, to see NBA 2K and NBA Live, or like have there be multiple baseball games and stuff like that, but there was only one football game.
Yeah, I mean, like
well, it was always
2K gave them that go last time around. I think it was NFL 2K5.
As to why EA took that step to grab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what I say it's weird is like, I wouldn't expect the move like this to be made in this generation. Because when you look at the industry, we have clear examples of where competition is needed and it also helps make the game better. But this is purely like a money move. Like,
But I mean, it makes sense from like, okay, think about it like this. EA has FIFA. I mean, even though there's PES. But it has FIFA, it has Madden. Exactly. And so not only do you lock that, but you think about it from the perspective of EA put in like this patent for like this microtransaction thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
FIFA is loaded up with microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, okay, now how else can I get someone else hooked? 2K has those, 2K, the basketball game, has like those, what, V-Bucks or VC, VC currency.
Yeah.
And then with the My Park and how you use that to buy shoes and to buy fades and dances and whatnot.
You buy a fade, someone comes to your door and knocks you out.
Before they knock you out.
Run my fade, literally.
Before they knock you out, they're like, you signed for this.
Actually, the fade will cost you five BC bucks. But I can see that as like, okay, here's how I can lock up this loot, secure this bag, and at the same time, lock a, like, there are legit sports fans and folks who are like, get annual releases and all that.
Yeah.
And so I see this as once you all are saying this, as a smart move, but in terms of removing the competition, it's just like,
it's going to make it stay like Madden, or it's just roster updates every year.
I guess it's just
basically
still a little weird to me, though, that, like I said, that there is multiple sports games for the same sport. Mm. Because, like,
oh, you think there only should be one?
I guess, just because it's like, what
how are they innovating?
Right. Yeah. Like, you both have the same rosters. Yeah. You both have, like, what is different here? Like, I understood, like NFL Blitz and then Madden, or like NBA Jam, and then two, you know, because yeah. one's cartoonish and a bit exaggerated. Mm-hmm. This one's more of like a simulator.
Grounded, yeah.
So, but when you have like multiple simulators out there with the same rosters with essentially the same mechanics,
right?
You know, the main difference at this point is like Live has, is either Live or 2K have like a story mode with like all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I would say, because I don't know anything about sports games, the example that I would counter to you with would be looking at Call of Duty and looking at Battlefield.
Right.
They both deal with the same topic, but the way they approach it is different. And right. like looking, like if I was a person from the outside looking at those two games, like, oh, they're the same. You have a gun, you shoot people. Like, what's the difference? But
right.
like as a person who played it, you know, like, oh, there's a lot different going yeah. on here. So like that's why I kind of feel like, and then when you look at those two games, they play off of each other a lot.
Right.
And they always try to find a way to, no, we're going to do this better than that. Or we're going to do this better than that. And I think
so. I think the park mode where you get to play.
What's a park mode?
So
play like, play street ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I think that was something that came in Live and then that 2K brought over or something. One of those two.
Yeah.
Just bring back NBA Street.
Yeah.
That's all.
And if I were to take a guess, this is completely off topic, but still covering. No,
let's go.
Two.
Let's go.
I definitely think they were like, "Oh, cool! Thanks, Red Dead Money. We're gonna buy this license now."
Yeah,
yeah. Facts.
True. True.
Man.
And lastly, Sean,
but not leastly.
Leastly.
True.
Lastly, Starbreeze Studios.
Oh snap!
Overkill's The Walking Dead.
Oh, I love that game. When's it coming out?
Never.
Oh.
Not for consoles. It has been delayed indefinitely.
Good God.
With no other details given.
That's Press X Star Podcast.
We've made a grave mistake.
Oh, so okay. I didn't know they had a VR version in development.
Really?
Because that'll make it better.
Yeah. So, look, I guess it was supposed to be out January 2016, and it was delayed another year.
2016?
Yeah, so they've been trying to get this out for a while, and...
Jesus.
The PC version of the game launched on Steam in November, and...
Got shit on.
It was trash.
How is your game 3 years late?
Mm.
What were you doing?
Well, as Miyamoto said... A bad game will be bad forever.
True. And a late game will be late indefinitely.
Like, it makes me, you know, I shouldn't be vindicated by this.
Vindication!
But I've been salty about this game.
Yeah, it's so weird. You're like glowing right now, Marcus. I don't know why.
Because those trailers
exactly.
look like fire.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Those trailers were so misleading.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's indicative of one of my biggest problems with gaming in general when they release cinematic trailers for things that
they
are never going to play.
Or look
that,
like that.
They call that yeah. bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like every cinematic trailer for World of Warcraft.
I literally thought it was gonna be like me and like adult size, like youngins gonna be running up and like storming
nope.
the joint.
No.
No, it don't look like that at all,
right.
And it don't play like that. I'm mad.
So bullshit.
Ugh. Yeah. So,
or like right. you know, Overwatch's first trailer making me believe that there'd be a story.
Oh, facts.
You know, it's just it's misleading. So, you know, Overkill,
facts.
Hold this L.
They catfished
That's
you.
True. Yes.
But what's up with that World War Z joint coming out? You know, the
Oh, that
joint
that actually looks
fire.
Like that. That
yeah.
actually looks like that.
And I've seen gameplay videos.
Exactly.
So
it looks like a competent
exactly.
zombie
Fortnite.
Shooter.
No, and World War Z didn't lie to me. Like there was going to be an extensive story, but there is going to be story development.
Mm-hmm.
So hey,
mm-hmm.
we'll see.
Yeah,
they also have a zombie game called Contagion.
Hey,
that is currently on the PC. Hopefully, it comes to PS4, but it's in VR currently.
Yeah, Sean had showed me a video of this, and
it looks thoroughly scary.
It is properly terrifying.
So I might play it. At DJ's house, if he ever gets it.
So you will never play.
Yeah.
And I will watch.
Yeah, I'll watch a Let's Play of it, but I am not putting on VR goggles for that game.
You
no
sound like
way.
A bitch.
I sound like a proper bitch.
Yelling at the mic.
All right, well.
That's it.
All right, yeah.
Oh, so I guess really quickly, okay. We should probably just make this note. In terms of culture topics.
Oh, yeah. Moving forward.
It's a new year, and we're going to do a little change.
New year, new me.
The change is it's going to be a separate thing on its own.
Yes. From now on, whenever we have a culture topic, it will be released as a separate episode. So these episodes are going to continue to just be news and gaming impressions and opinions.
Still from our voices.
Right. But culture topics are going to be their own thing, just like review casts are going to be their own thing.
So we can get real black. I mean, dark, guys. Dark. Come on. Jeez.
That's the worst color.
Wow.
Yikes.
Well, that's been another one from Sean. And this has been another episode from PlaySex Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more at our website at pressxnumber2start.com. Until next time.
Keep us off the streets.
Please. I've been Trump sitting on a casting couch. Talking about I need money for this wall.
I did not need that image in my head.
I did not.
Ew. Yo, that is the best meme for right now. And we've been Press X to Start. Jesus, we've been Press X to Start podcast, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Uno out.